BetterHelp is an online therapy platform that can easily connect you with a licensed therapist that can help you with any issue you might be facing. BetterHelp has a network of over 30,000 therapists, so you can definitely find a therapist that is a right match for you. To get started, you fill out a questionnaire to assess your specific needs and wants, and then you'll get matched with a therapist in as little as a few days. You can schedule a video, phone, or message-based sessions. If the therapist you got matched with is not the right fit for you, BetterHelp allows you to switch therapists with no additional charge. If you think that you might benefit from therapy, consider BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/wizardliz so you can get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.
Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get right into it. First things first. The first thing you should look at is your influence. If you want to make more money, how much is your influence? I was reading this book about business and entrepreneurship, and there was basically a story about a teacher. This teacher was teaching a class of 25 students. They were all very young kids. And she had made a book or like a board game for these kids that they absolutely loved. Okay, these kids were obsessed with this thing. And all the parents would come to this teacher and be like, why aren't you getting paid more money? Like, this book, this board game is so amazing. You should get paid more. And then she was like, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm only earning $2,000 a month. Like, I don't know. But then she understood the importance of influence. So that's when she started to take this book or board game worldwide. So now she started selling this for millions of kids. So that's when she also started to make millions. If you want to see how much money you can make, you have to sell to more people because that's how much money you will make, okay? So if you look at, for example, artists that write music, people, hundreds of millions of people play their songs, okay? That's why they are also multi-millionaires. If you look at my influence, I have over 10 million people that follow me on all of my platforms combined. I should have been by now a multi-millionaire, but in the beginning of my career, I chose to not work with any brands, to not do anything, and I changed that up right now because this is also not fair to me. I cannot give to people and not receive because that's not how the universal law works. You must receive when you give, because otherwise you will always be left depleted and you will never ever grow. It's not a good thing. If you look at doctors, if you look at all these people, how many people do they operate in a day? 10 people, all these things. They get paid for those type of people. Now, if you go worldwide, like even authors, people that sell books, comedians, they affect millions of people. Even influencers affect millions of people. They are entertainment for millions of people. That's why these people become millionaires. Next thing you should think about is, how is what you are selling or what you're doing helping people, or how are you delivering a service? See, in this world, you only become wealthy by helping others, because we're all one. We're all created to help each other. So anything that you have in life, even if it's clothes, right? The things I'm wearing right now, this helps me because I can cover myself up. I can wear that something that I like. Makeup, it helps you. You can put it on. A lot of people feel more confident with makeup, all these things. It's all these products help people. My videos, it's giving advice. It's motivational. I'm helping people. If you look at comedians, they make people laugh. They put people in high vibrational state. They're also helping people. Every single person, Twitch streamers, football players, everyone, they're delivering an entertainment. They're making people feel less lonely. They're pulling people out of their problems on a daily basis. People that sell kitchenware, that helps them because now you have a mug to drink out of. Start thinking, how can I help people? If your goal is to, I just want to become rich, for me, you will never ever become rich. The only way you become rich is through other people, and for other people to give you their money, you have to deliver a service. You have to help them in some way. In some way, you have to make their life easier. The next thing you should address is, do you have negative thoughts about money? See, you might say, no, I don't. I'm obsessed with money, whatever. I was always obsessed with money ever since I was young, but I did have negative thoughts because when the moment came that I did have a big platform and where I could monetize off, I couldn't do it. Because I was really scared and I somehow in my head thought like, no, I don't really want to accept the money and all these things. And people are even afraid of having a lot of money. Because if I think, for example, tomorrow I will get $100 million, right? that scares me. I don't want that 100 million. Why do I not want that? Because I'm afraid that I will lose my passion for my work. I'm afraid that I will not hustle as much anymore, because this is what makes me happy. Happy is the hustling, is the passion that I have. But imagine tomorrow I just receive 100 million. I will feel like, maybe I don't need to do this anymore. Like, I'm not obligated to do this. But right now, I know that I receive my money from this, but also there is a passion there. I'm growing, and it's not just in one goal. If you have your negative thoughts about money, or you think people with money are evil, or like money is a bad thing, this and that, address that at first hand, because you can never attract money whilst being angry at it, or whilst demonizing it. You shouldn't demonize it. Also, the religious people that say like, oh, we're not meant to be happy on this earth, money is a demon, this and that. No. You are the demon, okay? But once you start understanding that the devil you're trying to blame is you, is when your life will start to change. See, the thing is, we all want to demonize money. We all want to do all these things. But you know what actually happens? It just amplifies who you are. If you're not a good person right now, with more money, you'll also not be a good person, and you will be even worse. But if you're actually a good person, for example, me, I was always generous. Even if I had $2 left in my pocket, I would give that $2 to my brother, even though I wanted to buy something for myself. I was very generous. Well, now that I have all this money, I'm even more generous. I spend more on other people than I spend on myself. It just amplifies who you are. So if you think that money is a demon, maybe you are the demon. Maybe you should realize, maybe I'm what's wrong. And it's not about the money. Money is just a tool to amplify who you really are. How you combat this, these thoughts and ideas, because these can also come from your parents. You know, your parents taught you that money is not good. Oh, people with money are bad, blah, blah, they will use you, whatever. Listen, broke people will use you more than anyone else, okay? 100%, 100%. Anyways, so if you have these thoughts, then rewire your mind. I even have a money meditation affirmation on my channel. You can click on that. You can look at other ones. You can repeat to yourself, money loves me. I love money. I deserve to have money. I deserve to be wealthy. You have to start realizing you deserve this. Struggle is not cool. Struggle is not something that you should strive for. Not in love, not in friendships, not in money. Stop thinking this way. The wealthy don't think that way. They make the poor think that way, so they keep being poor. Another thing is, do not try to look rich, actually be rich. I feel like in the beginning, when you don't really have money, a lot of people and influencers, what they do is they try to portray this image of wealth. But if you look at actual wealthy people, they don't dress that way. They always say like these luxury brands and all these things, it's who do they sell to? The poor, okay? Or the people that are insecure and trying to validate themselves. These things shouldn't validate you. You should validate you. You can walk out tomorrow looking homeless and still feel good about yourself. That's how strong and how confident you should be. Also, a lot of people, they go broke trying to look rich. It's hard to stay rich because right now your lifestyle goes up. So before, maybe you weren't really paying rent, you were living with your parents, but now you live in an apartment that costs $10,000 a month. So you kind of feel like you're still in the same position you were before, because your expenses go up. And in a lot of ways, like for celebrities, it goes up so high because they have to pay their assistant, their manager, their blah, blah, blah. And it's so much that they go broke because they're trying to sustain a lifestyle that is unsustainable. Because it's easy to get the money, but what if you lose your credibility? What if you're not famous anymore tomorrow? Or what if you get an injury and you can't be a footballer anymore? Or you can't play your sports anymore? What will you do? Because now you have all these expenses. Think about being actually rich and don't try to look rich in order to impress people. Another thing is assets versus liabilities. So in life, you have to think like this, okay? When you buy something, is this thing gonna give me a bigger return, or am I just losing money? If you're just, let's say, if you're buying a car, you bought a luxury car, but then you think like, how can I make money off of this car that I bought so that I can keep having money instead of just buying it and drainage of money from me, okay? So then you can think, okay, I can rent out this car. People can pay me for renting my car, or I buy a big ass house. I can make it into an Airbnb. I rent out some rooms so that I get returns from this house, or I put a down payment for an apartment. Then I just make like tenants move into it. I get money from that every month. Think like that, because those are assets. Those are things that you bought that money is returning from, or you get even more money from, okay? But liabilities are things that you just buy and you don't get anything from it anymore. Like, for example, a lot of luxury bags, they will never go up in value. They're just there in your closet and they will rot away. You will not get anything from it. But if you buy, for example, a Birkin goes up in value. So if you resell it, the resale price is higher. So you can sell it for more, okay? It's very hard to get a Birkin from a store. If you do get it, you can sell it for more. Try to minimize your liabilities and maximize your assets. So the things that you're actually getting money from, that where money is constantly returning to you instead of just draining it out of your pocket with liabilities. So for my spoiled queens, girlies, to you guys, I would say, if you are dating a guy and you're not working yourself and he's just providing for everything, make sure that either he invests in a business for you, make sure that the money he gives you, either it's cash or he transfers it into your account, and make sure that you buy stuff that is like an investment, okay? Do not trust a man. Listen, my ex, he used to just give me a credit card. And when we broke up, he took his credit card, everything. And then what did I have in my account? It was just my own money. And I had the bags he bought for me and the jewelry, but that was it. You know, I did not have any money that he gave me. Now, what if I did not have my career? What would I have done? I would have been broke, okay? I was lucky that I have a career, but there was many men, and I've heard many, many stories like this, where they just take away the credit cards, take away the house, and honey, you go. You go with your bags, whatever. Do not do this. Be very, very smart. Men are not stupid. They know that they still keep the power by just giving you a credit card and that's it. And you think, oh my God, I have a credit card. No. He's trying to control the narrative. So you switch that up and you make sure that either you invest in a business, you invest in some things into yourself, even looks wise, you can invest, whatever you do, like get your teeth done, whatever you do. So make sure that like anything you buy, you think of it as an investment. All these things, when you get a car, make sure it's in your name. These things, they always take away. Do not think men don't do this, even if you have a kid, even if they don't care. They do not care whether you're married. When you sign that prenup, honey, you're done. You walk away, nothing, okay? So if you want to live off of men, which I do not recommend, by the way, I always think a man, woman should have her own money, and then she can also live off of men at the same time. But her money's her money. Think smart. Do not trust these people, because they will claim they love you, but tomorrow you're walking on the street just holding your Chanel bags, okay? Another thing is investing your money in the stock market. So I do this. I actually do this to someone else. I pay them like 10% of what I make. They invest for me because I don't really understand it. And it's not really about crypto and Bitcoin and all these things, because these things are also very volatile. It's more investing in the actual economy. So if the economy goes up in a year, let's say like a lot, then maybe I can make, if I put 100,000 into the stock market, I can make 30% off of that 100,000, okay? Then like if it goes up only a little bit, then I can make 10 to 15%. Now, maybe that's not a lot. It's like 10 to 15,000 in a year, whatever, that's not a lot, but that's more than it just sitting in my account and doing nothing. And the same way, if you put it in a savings account, that money, you can make like, let's say 4,000 in a year off of 100,000, like 4%, like it goes up just because it's in your savings account. Think about these things. Money can make money just by sitting somewhere and growing. You just hold it long term in that position and it can grow, not crazy a lot, you know. You'll not become a millionaire overnight, but still it grows. Another thing is you have to love what you do or what you sell. See, my videos, I watch my own videos. I think my own videos are amazing. And when I feel down, I watch myself because I truly think I'm a gem, an icon. That's what I think. Okay. So I love what I do. I wake up, I can't wait to make a video. Like I can't wait to even get knowledge for the videos. I live for this. Okay. The same way, if you're gonna sell something, if you're gonna sell a product, make sure you love that product, because that's the way you sell with conviction. You cannot put something out there that you don't even love and try to sell it and try to be like, oh, this is amazing, when everyone knows you don't even think that's amazing. And that's the energy you're also giving out with your product. So whatever you do, make sure that you believe in it first. Honey, be ready to work. You want to become wealthy, you want to become a millionaire, whatever, you will have to work. You will almost have to give away your whole life just to work, okay? I saw this quote and said, it's almost like turning a 9-to-5 into a 24/7. 100% true. The last 3 years that I've been doing my YouTube, all my content and stuff, I don't know the last time that I've relaxed. Not when I was on vacation, not anywhere. The whole time, content. If I read a book, okay, I have to read this book, I have to write down because this can help my followers. If I see a documentary, okay, I have to write down because this can help my followers. It's almost like I live for my followers. And this is very, honestly, sometimes I get very drained and almost like a burnout from this. At the same time, I live for this. So you have to be ready to give your life for whatever you want. If you want to become very successful, you have to give your life for it. I knew people that owned restaurants. Every day they were at their restaurants for 30 years already. Every single day showing up and working as if they're still not there yet. Same thing with men that are wealthy that run their own businesses. If you've ever dated one, you will see they almost never have time to talk to you. They're constantly on their phone working. Same thing with athletes, basketball players, football players, all these things. Yes, they might go to the club sometimes, but most of the time they're training, working, watching their food. They give their life for this. If you want to make a lot of money, be prepared to give away a lot of your life and a lot of your relationships as well, because this is hard. Issue is as well, you're not relying on a stable income every month. Honey, if you don't work, there is no money. So it's all on you. So the pressure is very, very high. If you don't take care of yourself as an athlete and something happens to you, you're done as well. You know, the money goes. Other thing is, do not make the product that you're selling revolve around you. And especially this is for influencers and celebrities, because the issue with this is when you do that, product success will depend on you. So if you go down in popularity, so does your product. What the best thing to do is to create a product that's separate from you. So not really include your name, just make a different product that even when you go down in your popularity, that your product can still stay up as an individual entity. Because I see a lot of celebrities, once they have a whole business, it starts to fail because when people start to dislike them, they start to boycott their business as well. So that's why I make sure that you create a business that's not attached to you that much, that you can be like, okay, it's separate from me, and that delivers a service on its own to the people. Another thing is, be generous but have your limits. See, I really believe in life, what you give is what you get back. So I'm a very generous person, and especially to women, I will die on this hill. I 100% believe the more you give to a woman, the more you receive. It's almost like you're giving an offering to the divine feminine. Anyone, a man or woman, that takes care of a woman gets blessed. I believe this 100%. The most successful men, the most wealthiest men, always are taking care of women because they know this, okay? I, from the beginning of my career, the first money I ever made, I gave all to my mom. Like, I was all into my mom. Every month I give her money. I paid off her house and every single thing. I bought cars and everything, okay? Now there's a limit. People that are overly generous, like me, okay, they never get respected though. You never, ever get respected. Why? Because your love is unconditional. You do things for people and I don't even care if they think it's from me or not. I don't need that validation. I don't even need a thank you. I will just do it for you because I love you and I want to see you happy, okay? However, people like me get used. And there's a lot of people that want to use people for money. When another person, they don't do anything, they just come and people seek their validation, seek their respect, because they don't give it to you. They don't give you anything, okay? But people like me who give you everything and unconditional, it's almost like, oh, we know Liz will be there anyways. Oh, we know Liz will forgive us anyways. So they abuse you for that. You feel used, you never feel appreciated because they don't. So stop when you see that you're being used for your money, when you see that you're being overly generous, that will become self-destructive. Because again, you're giving more than you're receiving. You will never feel good about yourself then. Never, ever. Life works in this way. You need to give, but you also need to receive. thing is, do not overspend on things you don't need, okay? This is also goes back to, again, don't try to look rich. I see a lot of people, they try to like buy all of these things to fit in, or they buy things that they can't even afford. You can't afford that. Why are you buying it? For who? For who? You're trying to play a game with actual wealthy people, not fit in with them. These people have mega yachts, private jets. It constantly is up and up, and you will never win this game because you're just not at that level, and accept it. It's okay to not be at that level, okay? Don't try to overspend and self-sabotage yourself to be validated by people who will never validate you. Never. Even for people that have less money than you, you will not be cool or good enough. And for the ones that have more, you will not be cool and good enough.
Also, a thing that I would love to add is you have to have a plan. So I see a lot of people, they go completely after their passions and everything, but they don't really have a plan B. And I see a lot of people making money of encouraging people to do that, but I don't think this is smart, because actors, models, influencers, YouTubers that really make it, it's only a very few. You don't pursue your college degree anymore. If you don't live, you don't live at your parents' house, or you don't have a partner that has stability and money that you can still rely on, if your whatever doesn't work out, you're gonna be in big trouble. That's why you see a lot of people, they go to LA and they think like, oh my God, I'm gonna make it right now. But then they get there and they realize how hard it is and they become homeless. So please do not do that. Do not just stop everything, stop the job that you have just to pursue a passion, because it's very, very hard to actually make it. I mean, I hope you do, and I'm all for following your dreams and your passions, but I think we also should be realistic here, because I feel like we only get to see the 1% of people that actually make it, and we don't see the hundreds of thousands of people that tried and didn't make it.
Last but not least is, do not be desperate, period. Do not be desperate. Like I said in my other videos, desperation, worst energy ever. It comes from lack, it comes from fear, okay? Same thing for money. My whole life, I was desperate for money. I want money so bad. And then I would get money, but it would go so quickly as well. Like I would get money from my ex-boyfriend, my first boyfriend ever. He would give me like $1,000 in a month. It would go so quickly. So desperate for money back then. And then when I came to a point where I started on my TikTok, I started on everything, I didn't really care about money anymore. I actually found a passion. I found a passion in giving advice. I got so happy when people would come up to me and be like, oh, you helped me. Or people would be crying and saying like, you're literally the reason that I'm alive today. And that would like make me cry. It would give me purpose in life. So when I found my purpose, when I found my passion in actually giving and helping to people, that's when the money also came. Because at that point, I did not care, because I was like, I'm really happy doing what I'm doing. And that's it. Like, I'm just happy doing this. Anything you're desperate for will run from you. Anything. Okay? So you have to put in the work. You have to do whatever you can do. If you need to work because you want to create a business and you need money for that startup, get a job. Get a random ass job. I used to clean toilets, okay, when I was younger, and I loved it. I was the best at cleaning toilets. And anything you need to get money, do that. Once you get that money, don't be ashamed of your job. Put that into your business and then grow your business. Do whatever. But don't be crazy and desperate and, oh, I need it. I will die if I don't need it. No, you won't. You have a roof on top of your head. You have a phone to watch this on. You have feet you can go to work with. You're healthy, you know? You're already more abundant than you think. So once you start putting that energy into what you actually have and in how abundant you actually are, that's when all the other abundance will come, because your heart opens up. When your heart opens up, you attract money, because money is an energy, guys. It's not about the paper, because what does that paper at the end of the day mean? If tomorrow all the banks, everyone says the money you have in your account is not real, you can't do anything with it, or the cash does not mean anything, it doesn't. It just doesn't. So what is money at the end of the day? It's an energy. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and I hope you guys learned something. And yeah, I see you in the next video. Love you guys. Bye.